Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. I'm Ron Berger, and today is February 23rd, 2025. In this report, we'll take a look at what's coming up in the zodiac for March 2025. But before we begin, an important message. The weekly videos on this channel are available to people who donate to the channel. You are watching the once-a-month free public video. If you would like to have access to the upcoming month's weekly reports, stick around for the link at the end of this video to make your donation. Thanks. New planetary patterns for March start on the first day of the month. Venus begins a retrograde period. It's interesting that the Moon is in near exact conjunction with Venus as its retrograde begins, adding some extra oomph to the start of this Venus period. Meanwhile, Mercury is in an exact conjunction with Rahu and Neptune, and all of this planetary action is happening in sidereal Pisces. Venus goes through a 6 weeks long retrograde period about once every 18 months. This time it will be from March 1st until April 12th. When Venus is retrograde, its significations become altered. The planet of relationship is going back over a previously traversed sector of the zodiac. This means that relationships are being reconsidered. The planet of agreement, going back over the past, indicates agreements have to be renegotiated. Venus is famously the planet of love. When it is being held back in the heavens, love is insufficient or inadequate, and the romance is being reconsidered. When the planet of value is backwards, true value is harder to determine. So it's not a good time for making major purchases. Buyer's remorse is more frequent when Venus is retrograde. Another planet goes retrograde in March, Mercury. Mercury goes through a retrograde period 3 times a year on average for about 3 weeks each time. This retrograde will be from March 15th until April 7th, all of it in sidereal Pisces. Pisces happens to be Mercury's sign of debilitation. That's because the planet of rational thinking doesn't do so well in a sign based in the emotions. So Mercury will be doubly disadvantaged from mid-March until its retrograde period ends in early April. During this time period, we have to be on guard against the usual retrograde Mercury problems. Communications get delayed. Data and information are distorted. Mistakes and misunderstandings are more common, and media and news stories are incorrect, at least at first. Note that Mercury goes retrograde while it is in close conjunction with retrograde Venus. In fact, these two planets will sustain a close conjunction for the entirety of their retrograde periods, and even afterwards for a few weeks. The combination of retrograde Mercury and retrograde Venus is problematic for both of the planets' significations. In other words, relationship, communication, guidance, agreements, finance, etc., will all go through a rather dodgy period during the latter half of March and into April. Misunderstanding resulting in deteriorating relationship, wrong information giving birth to poor guidance, revisions to past agreements, distorted thinking, making negotiations fail, and so forth and so on, will make progress during this time difficult to achieve. There will be a total lunar eclipse on March 14th, or actually it begins before midnight on the 13th, which will be visible throughout North and South America, but not visible in Asia. A total lunar eclipse is caused during a full moon by the Earth getting in the way of the lineup of the Sun and the Moon. Thus, the Earth's shadow falls on the Moon, making the Moon go dark. In the zodiac, the March 14th eclipse will occur at 29 degrees in sidereal Leo. Note that Saturn, the reality check planet, will be directly opposite this total lunar eclipse. Since an eclipse is thought to be a harbinger of events coming in the near future, the direct opposition of the planet of harsh realities can be taken as rather ominous. This eclipse will also do damage to the energy of the lunar month and make the woes created by the double effect of retro Mercury and retro Venus even worse. At the end of March, there's another very significant change in the zodiac. Saturn changes signs. After 2 years and 2 months in sidereal Aquarius, Saturn moves to sidereal Pisces on March 29th. Note that this change happens within hours of a Pisces new moon. Upon entering Pisces, Saturn will immediately join up with the train wreck of planets at the beginning of that sign, composed of Rahu, retrograde Venus, Neptune, and retrograde Mercury. A tight conjunction of Saturn with these other planets will continue for the next several weeks through April, which will be pretty consequential. And more on that in an upcoming report. Saturn will be transiting in Pisces for 3 years, from March 29th, 2025, until February 23rd, 2028, except for several months during 2027, when it slips into Aries and then retrogrades back into Pisces. Saturn is the reality check planet. Pisces is the sign of beliefs, the sign of dreams. Saturn's realism forces idealistic Pisces to come back down to Earth. As the work and duty planet, Saturn can help put Piscean compassion and sentimentality to work in helping those who need help. I'll be doing a special report on Saturn and Pisces at the end of March. Okay, so there's a brief look at planetary patterns for March 2025, and here's a description of what's coming up in March's weekly videos. March 2nd, Venus retrograde, an analysis for each rising sign chart. March 9th, Mercury retrograde, and an analysis for each rising sign chart. March 16th, planetary patterns and their effects on world events and politics. March 23rd, Saturn transiting in Pisces and the effects for your rising sign chart. And March 30th, a preview of planetary patterns for April 2025. You'll not want to miss out on all these great upcoming videos, so if you would like to have access to March's weekly reports, donate $20 by clicking on or touching the donation card you see at the end of this video, which will take you to the donation page. And if $20 for a month is too much for you, you can donate $10. The link for each week's report will be sent to you via your email. Here's the link for the donation page. Just click or touch the card, And if the card does not appear or doesn't work, you can find the link in the comment section below. Thank you, and until next week.